My name is Cynthia Leidick-Smith. I'm the author of Tantalize. It's not just a sunset, I said, going for poetic. It's a moonrise, too. Kieran's nostrils flared at that, which I found exceedingly manly. Besides, I'd always loved this time of day, late evening when the world went smoky and soft. Dusk, twilight, such pretty names. We owed something to the night, didn't we? I tried pressing my newly rounded right boob against his forearm. Even though it was well covered in a sweat-stained t-shirt, even though the temperature had to be over 90 degrees, I had it on good authority that most boys my age were due to go boob crazy at any time, but my hand was all he was interested in. As the sun melted into the horizon, I stared into the rippling water and decided to take the lead. If Kieran backed off, I'd make like I was joking. It seemed to take forever, turning my palm until our fingers aligned, rested against one another, ready to intertwine. His face was flushed, moist from the heat, and his expression didn't tell me anything. Taking a shallow breath, I went for it. There. My fingertips touched the back of his hand, his fingertips touched the back of mine, and he was letting it happen. I was about to say something, I didn't know what, when distant but sure, I heard the train. Kieran, I whispered. I'd distracted him. A cause for celebration, if it hadn't been for the penalty. His head snapped in the direction of the oncoming threat, the one that would reach me first, and his eyes in the evening light looked flat and yellow. I didn't feel the pain when I first heard the wet crunching. Didn't feel it for long, even, wicked hot, turning my sweat cold. There was an instant, just one, when I looked down at my hand and felt the blood dripping and realized his nails, claws, had extended, piercing clear through. 5 crescent-shaped punctures catching raw muscle and splintering bone. Oh, I said, like that explained everything. And suddenly the train didn't matter so much anymore. Then the world swirled, faded, took me floating into the darkness. My initial inspiration for writing the book was Bram Stoker's classic 1897 Dracula. You see, I live in Austin, Texas, and it fascinated me that Bram Stoker, who was an Irishman, decided to include among his fictional vampire hunters a Texan named Quincy P. Morris. He's a big hero in the book. He's described as a gallant gentleman. It's, in fact, Morris who helps kill Dracula by plunging a Bowie knife into his heart. I love the book. I've always loved it. I've read many of the books that spun off of it. I have watched the films. And there's so much about it that just haunts me. I guess I'm in the thrall of the Dark Master. But I'm not crazy about the women. They're all Victorian victims and sexy fiends. So I decided to create my own hero, Quincy P. Morris, for the 21st century. My Quincy is smart, she's strong, she's ambitious, and she's female. A young woman who's wrestling with an after-school job, first love, and one hell of a drinking problem. The story itself is kind of a genre bender. It's funny, it's suspenseful, and a love triangle drives it. To me, combining romance and horror is natural. Think about language. We used to describe love. Light of my life, you're my heart, broken-hearted, and the person who breaks our heart, we call him a monster. In a gothic fantasy world, when we say hearts at stake, we mean it literally. Love doesn't just feel like life and death, it is. And the monster that breaks our heart, it can have fangs, fur, or both. It could really destroy us. I'm thrilled about the release of Tantalize. I'm proud to be one of the latest in an eternal line of storytellers who revisit vampires and shapeshifters. I think the tradition lives on, so to speak, because of the questions it raises not about these mythical monsters, but about the ones within ourselves.